when you assess a hitting coach, I mean, it's often the guy's there to facilitate work, but he's also there to deliver a message. But a lot of the guys just say the same thing in a different way. How does it work for you when you're dealing with your students?
You know, studying the video is one thing, getting to watch their at-bats and see what their tendencies are. But then when you get them in a cage and you get them one-on-one and you start to find out their routines and some of the things that they focus on and what they feel their strengths are and their weaknesses and how they hit off a tee and how they go about the soft toss and what their approach and their mindset is for batting practice, you know, and then I make suggestions and tweaks along the way as to things that I feel are important. And, you know, bottom line is putting us in a position to be productive as an offense and win ball games, you know, score runs. So, you know, depending on where we are in the order, at the top, at the bottom, the middle, you know, you're either a run producer or a table setter, and you know, we will, and the scoreboard will tell you what your approach and plan is going to be as the game unfolds, how aggressive you need to be, how patient you need to be. But, you know, just getting to spring training and getting to work with the guys individually is going to be really fun. I got to work with Ryan Goins last weekend. He came to Kansas City and got to spend 3 days with him, and, you know, very impressive kid, but even more impressive were the adjustments that he made. You know, I was really excited about it. He's excited about it, which was even better.
When we look at who you were as a hitter, you hit for a high average, not a ton of power, you walked more than you struck out, and all those things are huge assets. You used the whole field. Is it easier to try to teach guys to hit the way you did, or to try to tailor your game to, I mean, there are a lot of big pull hitters on this team.
Yeah, and you know, I don't try and make guys hit the way I did. I try and put guys in a position to have as much success as possible at this level. And being a power guy isn't just, that doesn't mean that you go up and look to pull the ball constantly. And I think that's where a lot of people can have a mindset that they want to drive the ball, hit for power, and they don't want to get beat inside. And when you have those factors being a priority in your plan and approach, then you're going to strike out a lot. You're going to be in bad hitting counts. You're going to hit for a low average. You're going to be, you know, you're going to put yourself in a tough place a lot of times. And so, you know, for me, it's being a complete hitter, being able to add more tools to your toolbox to where you've got the ability to use the whole field when need be, to have what I call a professional at bat, a team at bat, in order to do what it takes to put a tally on the board and to get everybody together as a unit to focus on being a productive offense and doing what it takes to make that happen. And, you know, I'm not going to take guys away from their strengths, and, you know, and I'm going to have to focus less on the older guys than what I will on the younger guys. But what I'm going to do is, when guys hit a slide, try and be there for them with some suggestions and ideas and adjustments in order to get back on track quickly.
Is there a guy you can tell us about, like a success story that you worked with specifically that, I don't want to say you changed him, but you got him to buy in and good things happen?
Well, I mean, there's a lot of guys, but I mean, a couple that, you know, when I got hired in Kansas City my first year, they basically said, you got two jobs, fix Alex Gordon and make Billy Butler a consistent, productive RBI guy at the big league level. And, you know, it took a lot longer for Gordo than it did for Billy. But with Billy, it was, you know, having him maintain focus of his strength, not trying to get the pitches inside. And, you know, just because they're pounding you in doesn't mean you need to try and go up there and get them out of there and pull it. And so when I got him to buy into hunting his pitch in the middle of the plate, you know, our plan was no every day. No, leave it alone. No. And then all of a sudden, the gappers increase, the homers increase, and the RBIs start to increase, and the batting average, and, you know, that's how he plugged up holes. With Gordo, you know, this is one that was, you know, more of a whole overhaul mindset change. And I did a lot of stuff in the winter. We started December 1st. It was 2 or 3 years ago. I don't remember, but he'd had a couple of years with me where he'd been hurt, battling injuries, got converted to the outfield, had to go down to AAA and learn the outfield. Then when he came back up, it was, you know, it just wasn't pretty. It was the same stuff that he'd been battling with. And so that off season, we started December 1st. We did drill work for a straight month to try and get tension out of his upper body and use his hands more and get him to stay in the middle of the field and hit according to an approach up the middle instead of just see it and hit it and just, you know, try and hit it hard. And because he's such a battler and a competitor, and, you know, he's gonna fight every day he gets in that batter's box. He's gonna fight you and battle you. But, you know, finally it came to a point where we were about a month away from spring training, and I just said, okay, I go, this ain't working. I go, it ain't getting any better. I said, I'm gonna give you two scenarios, and you need to figure out who you wanna be. I said, here's number one, 15 homers, 85 RBIs, hit 230. Or 5 homers, 85 RBIs, hit 300. Who you want to be? He goes, I want to hit 300. I said that just can't be lip service. That's got to be heartfelt. That's got to be, you know, straight from the heart. That's going to be your whole mindset. And when you get to July, if you got 2 home runs, are you telling me that you're going to be okay with that? That you only got 2 home runs and you're going to be good with that? He goes, as long as I'm hitting 300, I will. I said, okay, I'm going to hold you to it. All the while knowing if I could get him to just buy in to not trying to do too much, to use his hands, to stay in the middle of the field, he ended up 300, 23 homers, 80-some RBIs, signed a 5-year deal at the end of that, and probably 70% of his hits were to the pull side. I don't care where the ball goes. I want production. And the stuff that I try and get guys to do, I had him bought into 5 home runs knowing that if I can get the tension out, the hands were going to fire and ball was going to go out of the ballpark more often than it had. And so, you know, just little stories like that that I'll be able to share with guys. I mean, guys that they look up to and have a lot of respect for. I've had conversations with those players and their hitting coaches. And so, you know, I'm looking forward to hopefully getting these guys to be complete hitters and not just, you know, grip and rip home run guys. So, you know, and there's so much talent here. It's unbelievable. And they've had a lot of success here. So, but over the course of a 162-game grind, man, you go through hills and valleys. And, you know, trying to shorten the valley time is what a hitting coach's job is.